The year 2007 has been a time full of a lot of great things. A lot of new life. A lot of new babies were born. A lot of new Christians came into the kingdom. In fact, we have about a dozen new babies that are due in 2008, too. You know, we have a lot of babies coming through this flock. But a lot of people born again. A lot of great things. A lot of healings as we prayed for people. But there was also a lot of sadness in 2007. And there was a lot of sickness. And there was death in 2007. And there was loss and grieving. One couple told me, I said, how was your year? They said, like a roller coaster, up and down. Good times, bad times, twists and turns, unexpected things happening. But through it all, our sovereign Lord proved true, right? He is faithful to us. And all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. So God works everything out according to His purpose. Last night after the service, one of the people here came to me and they said, you know, it was so good thinking about the good things of last year because we tend to think about the bad things of last year. And that's what we're going to do here this morning, is to remember and recount the greatness of the God. First thing we're going to do is we have several pictures of baptisms this last year. You have no idea how many people we baptized. And some of them had known the Lord before but had never been baptized. But many of them have recently committed their lives to Christ. You'll find fathers baptizing children. You'll find husbands baptizing wives. You'll recognize a lot of these people. And some of you may not recognize anybody, but they're all part of our church family here. And God has added many people into the kingdom. So just watch this now. And let the Lord minister to you as we give Him praise for the new life that He's brought into His kingdom this year. Okay? Boy, what a blessing. Brings tears to your eyes. See what God's doing in the lives of those families. And wow. It's been a great year. A great year. We have a ministry pastoral team at our church now, made up of myself, of Marlon Anderson, associate pastor, and Chad Ward and Samuel Reese. For those of you who are visiting, that's a full-time staff, and they're doing an excellent job. Marlon, I want you to come share just a few words, because out of the baptisms, we started a new believers class, and out of that, we started a new life group, and Marlon has been involved in that. Asked him to come and share a little bit.
Well, it has been an honor and a privilege for me to be able to work with some new believers that have been baptized. As you saw, many of them were in the pictures. And we started a class, it was called a New Believers class, where we went through the basic foundations of what it means to walk in the Christian life. And what that entails and what God looks for in a person who is desiring to seek and follow Him. And it has just been a joy to be able to do that. And from that group, we kind of got together and developed some relationships and some friendships. And it was our heart to continue on. So we started a new life group, and we currently meet at Jason Steiger's house, where we have continued to go on in God's Word and to know Him and to press on to enjoy His Word and walk with Him. And one of the neat and exciting things about this has been with this group, and a lot of them, it is really their first year of desiring to know God's Word, pursuing a personal time with God, discovering who God is. And the exciting part about that is there are a lot of other things in their life that God's beginning to replace. And all of a sudden in their heart there's this desire or this jealousy to desire to want to be with God and to not let these other things consume them and overtake them in this life. And so for me that's been awesome because it's very easy for, you know, to be a pastor or to be in an area where you're an elder or even a long-term Christian, and your walk gets to be more of a behavior or what people expect you to be rather than what God desires us to be. So it has lit a new light and flame in my heart as I see this jealousy for God and this desire to really want to know Him and be consumed by God. And so it has really been an encouragement for me. And it's a blessing. And I want to encourage you, if you're in a situation where you're not engaged in a fellowship with maybe an intimate group of believers that are calling you to accountability, challenging you in your personal walk, and just devoted. And sometimes the accountability comes in a sense of, man, what a great and awesome thing that God does. And when He grabs a person and He ignites a life and kindles that new flame. So I want to encourage you, if you have not been around that or experiencing that lately, I encourage you to get together in a life group or get together with another friend or Christian brother and sister and discover God's rekindling flame for this next year. God has done some awesome things, both in circumstances that have been very troubling and hard, and He's done some awesome things and very tremendous things that has taken place in our life. And in 2008, God wants to do more of these things in each of our lives. He doesn't want to reserve Himself just for a select few. He wants His Spirit to be poured out on His people. And a great way to do that is in fellowship, in devotion, in commitment, and the desire just to say, Lord, I want You first in my life. I want foremost in every way to honor and serve You. I want to be able, like in Micah, where it says, I want to love mercy and walk humbly before my Lord and love justice. You know, it's just a tremendous thing. And we're looking forward to hopefully having a new believers class this coming year with more people that are going to be experiencing the touch of God in their life. That this would be a place where you can grow and be ministered to and be touched and feel your life being fulfilled with all the purposes of God. So it's been a tremendous blessing. So I want to thank you for the opportunity of allowing me to be a part of that. And, of course, the class and the life group, we would invite you to come and join our life group if that's something that you're looking for. It's not an exclusive club. It's just for anybody that wants to really be sold out for Jesus. So.
Great. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, and you know how a little baby brings life to a home? Just the life of that new child. So does a new believer bring life to a life group, and it just is contagious again. That's how God's designed it. Another area, there's been so many things we're not going to be able to go through today, but many other areas that God has blessed this last year. Another one is our youth. Chad, come on up here and share a little bit. God's done a lot of things with the youth. Just wanted Chad to share a few highlights here. This is Chad Warren, for those of you who don't know, our youth and family minister.
Well, I have a friend who lives in Texas, and I've been in ministry with him off and on since college. And he came to visit earlier this year and was just asking about the church and church life and what it's like to be on staff with the church, because it's something that's kind of growing in his heart. And he had talked about his youth pastor back at the church that him and his wife attend, and they're pretty good friends with him. And he was talking about how that youth pastor constantly feels pressured and burdened to meet certain quotas and to have certain numbers of students in different ministries. And if their numbers aren't producing, or if the numbers aren't showing up, then there must be something wrong. And so he has to redesign things. And it's just a tremendous pressure on this youth pastor. And I praise the Lord that I've never felt like that here. And it's because I simply come alongside what God is already doing, being a part of the ministry and the families that are already at work raising up a generation for Christ. And a few ways that that's happening, the ways that I get to partner with that. We took 11 students to Worldview Academy this summer, which is the camp that I used to be a director of. And there's some pictures there. And Worldview Academy is a camp that trains students to think and live. To think and live from a biblical worldview. It's not enough just to attend church. It's not enough just to take on the faith of your parents, but it has to become your own at some point. And so that's what Worldview Academy challenges students to do, is to think and live from a biblical worldview. And so we had a chance to bring students there, and we plan on doing it again this summer. We also took students to Dare to Share, which is a ministry down in Denver, and it's just a conference, a weekend conference. But it's a conference that challenges them with tools in their toolbox on how to share their faith in different circumstances in a relational way with their friends and with their peers. And so we had about 30 students attend that, and that was an incredible time, a great weekend, and very encouraging. We also have what's called Break 22, and we have some of our Break 22 attendees back here. I see. And that's just a fancy way of saying lunch at the public school at 12:22 at their lunch break. And so we've had anywhere from 6 to 30 kids show up on a given Wednesday, and it's every other Wednesday, and we just bring them in, love on them, feed them, hang out, and send them back to school. And it's just been a great time to hang out with them, and had an opportunity to share Christ with one guy there, and just praying for him and what the Lord's doing in his life. Also, on the Wednesdays that I'm not at the public school, I'm at the middle school and have an opportunity to hang out there, and that is a kick. Because at first, they're just kind of like, who are you? What are you doing in our world? You know, they just, it just doesn't compute. I don't fit into the social kind of structure, right, Dylan? I'm just some weird guy that comes. Yeah. I can't remember if there's something else I was going to share about.
Nope.
I covered all my pictures,
yep,
right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. All right. Well, it's just been an honor and a privilege to be a part of what God's doing. So thank you guys for the opportunity.
Yeah, what a blessing Chad is, too. And you'll notice that was the home there where the high schoolers meet is Mark and Amy Blonick's house. It's right next to the high school. So they go over there and meet in their house and then go back after that. It's a great outreach, good relationship building time. A lot of exciting things going on with the youth. Another area that's been very exciting is our Spanish ministry that is growing here in this community. As many of you know, now we have an English class for Spanish speaking people. We have a Spanish class for English-speaking people and a lot of other things that are going on. Samuel, would you come on up? Samuel Reese is our Spanish minister, and he's been a tremendous blessing. We share a common background. We both came out of construction into the ministry, me 30 years ago, Samuel now. We've had some of the same challenges, huh? Go ahead, Samuel.
We do. God bless you this evening. There's a scripture in Daniel 4, Chapter 4, verse 2, that says, it has seemed good to me to show the signs and wonders that the Most High God has done for me. How great are His signs and how mighty His wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and His dominion endures from generation to generation. Every moment, every time, God is doing great things among His people. And He's been just miraculously moving through our lives, Dahlia and I, and also through our Hispanic church. Last 2006, in July, we became part of this congregation and we started using the facility. We were having a Bible study for 2 years here in the county, and we were in our house, and Pastor Doug went and talked to us and said, well, you can use the facility, you can use our church over there. And I thought, that's a big place for us. We're just a small group. But God started calling us, and when the time went by, we decided to move in. And later on, during January this year, the beginning of 2007, he talked to me and he said, I think God is calling you to do something bigger here and open up the church on Sundays and start using the facility more and more. And it was a big challenge for us. I've been in construction all my life, and when I just started here working, everything was different, and I wasn't used to being at an office and answering phone calls and using a computer and all that. But God has been great, and He's been giving me grace and wisdom in many areas. Pastor Doug used to share in a men's meeting in the morning, and all the times he said that when he moved into pastoral work, he used to think, what am I going to do with this phone? But he used to say that was 30 years ago, and I thought, man, I'm here in the same position, and it's 30 years later. So things haven't changed that much for me. But God is good. In February, we went to Mexico and got our religious visa. And we went for 2 or 3 weeks. That's what we thought, and the lawyer said. But we stayed there for 4 months, and we had to endure and expect and had faith in the Lord and really believe that God was moving among all this paperwork. And we came back in June, and as soon as we came back, I start working full-time here, and it's been a blessing. We have most of the weeks full. During August, we had a Jason dedication, our son, and it's a blessing to be here and be part of this congregation. Also, we start a jail ministry with the Hispanic population that is in jail in Hot Sulphur Springs. And it's been great just to go and share the gospel and express what God has done in our lives and also to Hispanic people from all over the world. Because in the small group that we have here, we have people from Spain, we have people from Peru, from El Salvador, from Argentina, from all over South America. And it's great because we have the opportunity to share Jesus and to tell him what's the truth about everything. And it's not just prosperity in the United States, but it's really the gift that God has prepared for everyone who wants to accept it. Also, we've been using the facility like on New Year's Eve, and we have like the big roast in September 30th, and all certain meetings that we come together and we have communion and fellowship. And also we had a baptism. Oscar, my wife's brother, he became a Christian. He came to the Lord and he was baptized just a few months ago, and God has been using us for that. We're going to be meeting next December 31st, which is tomorrow, New Year's Eve, and we're going to have a great time here, communion and fellowship and dinner for everyone who wants to come. And if you are willing to come, you're invited. And my wife is also pregnant, and next June we're going to have a baby too. So praise God for everything He's doing among our lives.
Oh boy, what a great, great ministry that is. And he also does interpretation for the Sheriff's Department, helps people with their immigration papers. Great impact. He's going to have a greater impact as the years go by. Also, Chad and Shannon are expecting a baby, so we got two on our staff coming. Thank the Lord. Yep. Praise God. Many, many things. No time to go into all that God's doing through different ministries, jail ministry and the PRC and different things like that. One of the great blessings we have here, especially for those of you who are new here, about 3 years ago, a little more than 3 years ago, God spoke deeply to us as elders to begin a Christian school. And it's a huge endeavor for a little church like us. But we felt like strongly God told us to do that, and He did. Obviously, He has blessed the school with a tremendous staff of teachers and administration and everything that was needed. We thank God for all the parents here. We are very supportive of all the parents and the different educational institutions that they use to train their children up. We have probably 20-plus people in our church that are public school and elementary school teachers and administrators. And so we pray for them to be salt and light in that community. But here God has called us to add a vital piece to our fellowship in this Christian school, because we are very serious about preparing the next generation to be the salt and light that God calls them to be unswervingly. And that's a big part right there. So if ever you have time to come down here during the week and walk through the halls, you'll see the joy and the ministry that's taking place here. We thank God for that. Also, throughout the year, because we now have 4 services on the weekends, 3 in English, 1 in Spanish, we need different ways to get people together, because most of the time everyone's so busy we don't really connect. And how many of you know that God's kingdom is built on relationship? Started off with our relationship with Almighty God, and then Jesus told His disciples, "I no longer call you servants, but friends." And building friendships is very important to the life of a church. And so we have many ways to do that. As Marlon said, life groups and Bible studies, church fellowship on Sundays. But we have a lot of activities we do too, fun activities. And this last year, we had many ways that people could come in and connect. One of those was the Awana Grand Prix that we had here. We unscrewed some of these pews and we had it set up in here. And that was a great time for families, fathers, sons, mothers, to build these cars with their kids and to have this race. And it was a great, great time there. Ed McGee, who organized it, happened to win also. So that was appropriate. Then also we had, what else do we have? Oh, a father-son rafting trip down Clear Creek. We had about 50 people. That was an awesome time. All the kids thought we were going to sit in the boats with oars, but they said, no, you got to straddle the boats with paddles. So all of us had to paddle down this white water, and the kids had a blast. Some of them fell out. That was a great experience. But that was just a great time of just bonding together. Another thing that we did was we had a camping retreat. And Wes and Marsha House there at Winding River, they're part of our fellowship, had been so good in organizing, helping us organize these things every year. If you've never gone on one of those, you need to go. We go up there Thursday night, all day Friday, Saturday, come back Saturday night. It is a blast. We have a lot of time together, a lot of activities, horseshoes, things like that. There's a horseback riding. There's all kinds of things to do. But, it, you know, you learn something about people when you see them unshowered, hair's not combed, you know, out there in the woods. It is great. What's that? And it was snow. Oh, yeah. We had a bonfire, and the snow was coming in horizontal. It was blowing so hard. But it was a great time. Also, we did something else, too. Oh, yeah, of course, we have a men's golf scramble twice a year, and that has been a blast. You learn a lot about guys playing golf. Some feel like their game is golf spelled backwards, flog, and they just flog the ball. But Frank Bonnell, I don't know if he's here, but Frank actually came to Christ through a relationship with a guy he played golf with up here. So God can use that, too. And also, of course, 4th of July picnic we have. A great time of gathering together and just celebrating not only the independence of our nation, but our dependence upon God. And there are many people who come to our group. In fact, last summer, Samuel, there were a bunch of Spanish guys there. And Samuel, of course, he went out and reached out to them. And their first comment was, "What are you doing with all those gringos over there?" So Samuel said, "No, we're all one church." And they said, "What?" And so he got them over there. They were eating with us, and great time of outreach too. Men's Ski Day that John Wilson organizes, and that's been a lot of fun too up there. And just time for guys to get together in different ways, and women. This year, women, Sue, first Tuesday of every month, is that right? Second Tuesday of every month, women are going to get together and do that too. So that is a relationship building time, fun times that we have. We thank God too for all the new families that have been a part of our church. How many here have just started coming since 2007, since January? Anybody here? Families? Well, everybody's longer than 2000. That is great. 2007. Okay. Well, we've had a lot of new families come in. Also, the atrium or the addition, another way of getting people together, and most everybody in this church helped in some way or another with food or help in seeing that addition go up. And what a blessing that has been to us. We had all of the excavating donated. We had an expansion on our parking lot. Earth movers coming in. You remember what a mess it was around here all last summer? That was all donated to the Lord and to His work here. The hours and hours of volunteer time. Hal Simmons was our superintendent. You have no idea how many days he spent down here alone working and keeping that job going. And hell, we really appreciate that. Along with Verl and John and many, many others who helped with that. We were able to build that addition debt-free. And as we've maintained, God has blessed us with that. And God has really shown that He is building His church physically, spiritually, in every way. How many are glad to be a part of what God's doing? That's what we worship God for, and we had some tremendous gifts for that addition on there. All right, that was the crew. There's Hal in the background. He's always in the background there. And the last thing, too, that I just want to thank God for is that, again, we know that it is pertinent for us as Christians to pass the baton of the legacy of Christianity onto the next generation. We care about our young people, our youth, our young men and women, doing everything we can to know for us to know what we believe, to be sound in our doctrine, to be walking the way God wants us to walk as adults, and then passing on by word and example the legacy of Christianity to the next generation. And we started just this last year a 5-year training program, 3 to 5 years, training future leaders in the church, because we feel it's very important to see the next generation of leaders be strong in doctrine, to be focused, and to pass on the things that we've learned to them. We call them LITs, leaders in training, and that has begun, and that is very exciting, too. So God has been great in what He's done this last year. Many, many other things. If we had time for you to stand up, you could share the testimonies of what God's done in your life. But remember, the Bible says, if there's anything worthy of praise, think on these things, and the God of peace will be with you. When we feel riled or stressed out or wondering where this world is going to, turn our attention to the wondrous works of God. And His peace just settles us, because that's what He promises to do. God is great. Recounting what God has done in 2007 gives us hope and confidence as we posture ourselves for 2008. 2008 has a lot of unexpected things ahead for us, right? We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And that changes everything in our lives. And you know what? God will prove to be great in 2008. He will. And you can have all kinds of little sayings like that. God is an awesome, awesome God. We're going to worship the Lord with a few more songs here as the worship team comes this morning. And then we're going to close with a time of communion, remembering the greatest blessing of all, Jesus Christ, our great God and Savior. So as we worship, we're going to have everybody stand here. Can we do that? We're going to worship a little bit, and then we're going to move into a time of communion together.